It wasn't that the chair was uncomfortable. Patients paid big money for the privilege of sitting in that waiting room, and the clinic staff went out of their way to make it feel more spa-like than medical. But all the scented candles, gourmet teas, and cushy chairs in the world couldn't calm her nerves on a day like today. Quinn clicked on her phone, glanced at the time, and then fidgeted again. Where is James? He hadn't taken the day off work today because he wanted to save his vacation time. Quinn knew he was hoping to use it for an extended leave in, about 9 months from now. But of course, saying it out loud could jinx it, so James had simply told her he'd meet her at the clinic. He'd promised to be on time, though, and already he was 10 minutes late. In the beginning, James wouldn't have even considered sending her to the clinic on her own. The first few times they'd been through this, he'd sat with her in the waiting room, made her a cup of that fancy tea, and wrapped her in the warm shawl she'd packed in case the exam room was chilly. But that was almost 5 years ago, back when they were still excited and hopeful, still convinced everything would go smoothly for them. Lately, James had left it up to Quinn to navigate the procedures, showing up only when strictly necessary. Quinn knew it was becoming harder and harder for him to get away from work. There were only so many excuses he could use for disappearing in the middle of a meeting or sneaking out before the end of the day. Quinn didn't completely understand it, but James had insisted that telling his boss and co-workers the real reason he had to leave wasn't an option for a guy working in a field dominated by men. The last guy who'd announced his wife was pregnant had apparently stood up in an all-hands meeting and declared that his boys could swim. If those guys knew how many doctors had examined James's sperm through a microscope, he'd never hear the end of it. The irony was that James's boys could swim too. It was Quinn's eggs that were the problem. Quinn checked the time on her phone again. Today's appointment wasn't anything close to ordinary, and it would have been nice if James had gone out of his way to try to get there. This was their very last embryo transfer, their very last chance to have a baby. They'd agreed that it had become too expensive, both financially and emotionally, to continue. If this round of IVF didn't work out, it would be time to stop trying. Time to accept a future where they were childless. Quinn shoved that thought from her mind. Don't jinx it. And then she nearly laughed. If prayers or spells or superstitions really worked when it came to fertility, she would have gotten pregnant a dozen times over. Quinn? A nurse named Susanna stood in the doorway that led back into the clinic. In the early days, Susanna used to address Quinn as Mrs. Marcello, but they'd done away with formalities years ago. Can you come with me, please? Quinn checked her phone one last time, anxiety building in her chest. It wasn't that the doctor needed James to be there for the procedure. In this round of IVF, they were using an embryo that had been created in the lab years ago and then frozen. The transfer would be a fairly simple procedure, one she'd been through half a dozen times before. But Quinn needed James here, holding her hand, hoping against hope that this last embryo would finally be the one to stick. Where is he? Just as Quinn stood to follow Susanna, the front door of the waiting room swung open and James hurried in.
Quinn, he panted, rushing over to her side. I'm so sorry I'm late. The traffic at the Squirrel Hill Tunnel was ridiculous. If I'd known, I would have taken...
James, Quinn interrupted. It's fine. There was no sense in making a scene and raising her blood pressure. It's time.
She nodded in Susanna's direction. James took a deep, shaky breath and then let it out slowly. And something about that gesture tugged at Quinn's heart. He didn't always show it, but James was nervous too.
Okay, he said. Let me carry that. James took